Next on BYUSN, Big 12 Football Pro Day begins. Which Cougar can boost his draft stock the most this weekend? Scott Draper, Vice President of Football in the Big 12, discusses how the first Conference Pro Day event was created.
We'll have live coverage from the anticipated Big 12 Pro Days in Frisco, Texas, including interviews with NFL hopefuls and former BYU stars Isaac Rex and Max Tooley.
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. March 28th, happy opening day in Major League Baseball. Go Mariners! This is finally going to be the year, man. I am Jerem Jordan in Studio B in Provo, Utah. He is Spencer Linton from Big 12 Football Pro Day at the Ford Center. It's a star in Frisco, Texas, the Cowboys practice facility. Spence, first off, happy opening day. Second, how is Frisco this morning?
It's a beautiful day to discuss football. Conditions, well, frankly, they're indoors, so it doesn't really matter, Jerem. But where we sit, it's clear, it's sunny, a little breezy, a little chilly, but it's great to talk football in Dallas, Texas, or in Frisco, Texas specifically, and certainly be here with the 11 different BYU players that are doing their best to try and get on some NFL radars. This is certainly a beta test of sorts in many ways. And so some kinks to work out and some things to work through here already that we're seeing. But all in all, just it's a cool deal to be able to watch a conference attempt something like this for the first time and do it at such a notable place like the Star and the Ford Center. So it feels big time. And it's you can see the potential that an event like this has to grow in years to come.
Tell us more about what this event is going to look like, because it's not everybody on one day. I know they're calling it Pro Day, but it's really Pro Days over several days, right?
Yeah, so they have broken up the players into two large groups. They'll have half of them compete today, headlined by the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, the tight ends, and the running backs. So a lot of the skill position players will go today. Isaac Rex has largely completed the majority of what he's going to do today. He competed in the 40 and the bench and the vert, and he did the L drill. And so he's doing all of those things. Right now he's catching passes and working with the three quarterbacks that are here throwing footballs around the field. So Isaac has competed. They're a little behind. They're about 45 minutes behind schedule, so this thing could run a little bit longer today. Again, that's one of those things where it's like, we've never done this before, so let's see how it goes. And so they're a little behind schedule, but Isaac, we're hoping to hear from him maybe live in this show. We'll see how quickly they can get him out to us. But I've heard that the field is a little spongier than what BYU's players are used to in Provo, so that's not necessarily a good thing. It will slow down some times, and it's not as quick of a field, but, I mean, that's just – It's one of the things that you just have to deal with, and you got to roll with it and go with it when you're part of this conference. So once the skill players finish up today, then we'll move to Saturday where, as far as BYU players go, that'll be the day that Ryan Rico will really have an opportunity to shine, and then the linebackers will round it out with A.J. Vongpachon and Max Tooley. But today, skill position players, and Saturday, they'll bring in the second group, and we'll go from there. So it's going to be busy, a lot of early mornings, and maybe some later nights than we were anticipating, but all in all, 137 players from all of the different Big 12 schools competing today and trying to get their NFL stock up, Jerem.
When you ran your 40, was spongy how you would describe the grass that you ran on?
I would like to point out that the field had just been aerated, Jerem, okay? So, like, just clods of mud kicking up.
Otherwise, it would have been 4-9 for sure.
Huge baggy shorts on, running into a clear headwind. Like,
most of these were your choice.
I know. I'll take the spongy field. It's indoors with no headwind. Come on.
The field is ripe, all spongy to harvest, said no one. Okay, all rise and shout. It's time for what's trending.
He's the fastest linebacker out of the crew. And into the end zone for a touchdown.
And he's going to get sacked. Did he fumble the football?
Sacked back to the 47 by Cravens.
Okay, here we go. Big 12 Football Pro Days. Let's talk some football at the end of March here. I wish we were talking about Sweet 16 basketball today, but alas, we're not. 11 BYU football players are in Frisco, as you mentioned, Spence, looking to become pro football players in the NFL or otherwise. They are, in this order, Aiden Robbins, Deion Smith, Isaac Rex, Paul Miley, Ryan Rico, Eddie Heckard, Cam Garrett, A.J. Vongpachon, Max Thule, Atu Naisamahe, Jackson Cravens. Notably, Kingsley Suamati and Keaton Slovis chose not to participate because they already participated in the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. Ryan Rico was there as well, but he is also participating here. So, Spence, which player can boost their stock the most in Frisco this weekend?
I feel like you got to start with running back Aiden Robbins, and it's because of how he finished his season at BYU. He started to put out some really impressive film, specifically against Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, two of the big dogs in the Big 12. Aiden ran roughshod on both of those defenses. I know that both of those games ended in BYU losses, but it wasn't for lack of effort or certainly skill and effectiveness of Aiden Robbins. So he came on strong and certainly at the right time, and he's trying to maximize that late season push and carry it over into here. So I feel like he's such a physical specimen. I mean, you stand next to him, you're just like, wow, you are a big, strong, fast dude. And I'm hearing he's only gotten faster and stronger, Jerem. So if he puts up an impressive time with the frame that he brings in and can be that big physical bruiser, why couldn't BYU have another guy like Chris Brooks? I mean, Aiden is comparable to Chris Brooks, who got himself onto the practice squad with the Miami Dolphins and then eventually got himself onto the 53-man roster. Aiden Robbins, I feel like, could be that guy. And with a little bit of a bigger spotlight here, with more scouts, more teams all gathered here, they're going to see him and they're going to be very impressed with what he's going to do. Can't wait to watch Aiden compete as a running back. And I feel like he's the guy that if he isn't already on your radar, he will certainly be on all 30 NFL teams' radars after this Big 12 performance.
I agree. Aiden Robbins is the name. We'll talk about some others in a second. But if he could run a sub-4.7, I think that'd be really nice for him. Had an outstanding game against Oklahoma, as you mentioned. 22 carries, 182 yards, 8.3 yards per tote. The last 2 years, one at UNLV, one at BYU, 4.8 yards per carry. That's with the UNLV line that wasn't one of the best in the country, right? Off tackle specifically, left tackle, averaged 7.8 yards per carry. He was 4.5 yards per carry.
Wild.
Plus in every direction but right tackle and right end. Just a couple next level stats for you. I think, yeah, like Chris Brooks. He's 2 inches taller and like 15 or 20 pounds heavier than Chris Brooks, which is crazy. But the one and done guys in back-to-back years certainly could be in the NFL from BYU, as you mentioned, in Chris Brooks and Aiden Robbins. Who else do you have your eye on that could boost their stock?
So I just watched Isaac Rex compete, and I said to you and our producer Colton Potter earlier in our production phone call this morning that he clearly looks better than he has in a while, and he's been dealing with a rash of injuries, and I appreciate that. I got a ways to go to get on the level of these guys, but Isaac Rex looks great, and he's trimmer, and he looks faster and healthy for the first time in a long time. I know he's probably a little frustrated because of the spongy field I mentioned, and we haven't even received an official time in his 40s. I sent out a video and posted it on X of his first 40. Everyone's like, well, what's the time? What's the time? It's like, I don't know. That's not something that they've made available to us yet, but several people timed it unofficially. They have him like in the 4.85 range, which is slower than Isaac wanted to be. He feels like he can crack, you know, into the high 4.7s, like a 4.79. He feels like he could be that guy on BYU's field. But, hey, it is what it is. He has come a long way from some tough injuries and some tough scenarios. And he's a guy, Jerem. I mean, after his freshman season, we were talking about him because he was all over NFL draft boards already. He caught 12 touchdown passes. And, I mean, he sparkled with Zach Wilson as his quarterback. Isaac Rex was an NFL guy. He was on Mel Kiper's board. Like, he was going to be drafted. He's a guy that could kind of resurrect that here and get some tryouts and some workouts with some teams if he performs well enough today. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, just from, like, looking at him, he looks better. So I like Isaac Rex as a guy that could certainly improve his stock as well.
His 40 and three cone are really going to matter because his explosiveness and speed is a question mark. Didn't look the fastest this last year, let's be honest. But his hands have never been in question. This guy had 112 catches, 1,385 yards, 12.4 yards per catch. 24 touchdown catches is the most by any tight end in BYU history. We're talking about some amazing tight ends at BYU, and Isaac Rex in 4 years had more than any of them, which is incredible. Half those came as a freshman, as you mentioned. But yeah, I like Isaac a lot there. How about Max Tooley? Could Max Tooley be a Zane Anderson type? Because he's a lighter linebacker at 6'2", 225, but that fits in the NFL now. It's more about speed and getting horizontal, getting out to the hash marks, right? And then, you know, he has great ball skills. We've seen multiple pick sixes. I wonder if he could transition to safety. Is he fast for a backer but slow for a safety, though? I'm wondering if Max can increase his 40 and maybe some of those explosive three-cone drills and whatnot that show that he could be a great special teamer at a minimum and a backup in the league. Feels like he could be a practice squad guy. I wonder about Max Tooley. And then Eddie Heckard intrigues me a lot, Spence. Feels like a practice squad guy who slips into a roster during the season, has a big interception in the game as like a nickelback, and then he kind of sticks somewhere and sticks around, kind of like Zane has stuck. I think Eddie has too many ball skills to not be somewhere playing professional football. We saw it last year on a defense that at the time had some struggles, but Eddie was like making plays left and right.
I had a great conversation with Eddie Heckard about 30 minutes ago, so I'm glad you brought him up. I don't know how much Eddie is going to do here other than interview with some teams. We may see him do some work on the bench press. Maybe he does one of the three-cone drills or the shuttle or something. But, I mean, straight up, he's dealing with a broken foot that has – he played on for the large part of BYU season. We talk about it now, but like most people didn't know, like he was dealing with a fracture in his foot.
Oh my.
And working through that. And he had a broken bone in his back too, that thankfully he's gotten figured up. He played through those injuries and did what he did with those ailments. That tells you what kind of a warrior and what a great player Eddie Heckard is to work through that and still be as productive and, I mean, just as good as he was for BYU's defense, but he says he's about 3 weeks away from being 100% fully healthy with that fractured foot. He said, look, if I needed to do it today, I feel good. Like, I feel explosive, but they're going to be precautionary. So he's not going to run the 40, and he probably won't do a lot that's going to put some stress on his foot. But we may see him on the bench, and he'll impress there. If he benches, oh, my goodness. Like he said, I'll turn some heads if I get on the bench for sure and I can show my strength. But he says he's going to rely heavily on his film that's already out there. The San Francisco 49ers are very interested in Eddie, and they got some things in the works there. So we'll see what else he can do in the interview process to garner some more interest. But he feels like his film out there is really, really good. And then you brought up the speed of Max Tooley. I can't wait for everyone to hear my conversation with him on today's show. In just a few minutes, we talk about what he feels like he does best, and it centers on that speed. So that's something to look forward to there as well, Jerem.
I'm interested to see who besides Kingsley Suamataia gets drafted. Is it Ryan Rico? Is he BYU's second best
maybe
NFL prospect? Because obviously Rico's got an NFL leg. We've been seeing it for the last couple of years. He's going to be in the NFL. It just depends whether he's going to be drafted or not. Sometimes punters get drafted. And when you're 6'6", and boom goes the dynamite like Ryan Rico has done, not to mention that fake punt up like 30 against La Tech or whatever in 2020, what can Ryan Rico do in the draft? And would anyone else be potentially drafted, or is it a lot of free agent signings? How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, the good news for Ryan is that because he did get the combine invite and went and did relatively well, that he already is on some draft boards. So, like, to be in his position right now as a punter, even if he does get drafted as Mr. Irrelevant, or he's the second to last pick overall, like Dax Milnos, whatever. You and I were talking earlier this week. It doesn't matter where you go or where you get drafted. If you're drafted at all as a punter, well done. And he's worked his way into that position on a few boards. If he comes out and impresses here, too, in front of this, you know, increased group of scouts and does his thing, Jerem, I don't think it's outside of, like, a real possibility that he could be a seventh-round draft pick. And, you know, then the conversation begins of, like, okay, is you know, jokingly, Lee Johnson was like, oh, man, Rico, he might, you know, he might take my spotlight after 18 years in the NFL. I'm like, well, Lee, let's just get him drafted and get him on a roster before we're going to go there. But he's got real potential to boost that stock and add to what he already did in Indianapolis. Super excited for Ryan and what he could potentially do as a BYU kicker and punter in the NFL. It's been a while since that's been the case.
That'd be incredible. And sorry, Lee Johnson is still the GOAT. I love Ryan, but Lee was special, man. It's like forever in the NFL, most tenured Cougar ever. Plus, Lee is Lee. He's the best. LJ, our question of the day is this. Which BYU player can boost their draft stock the most at Big 12 Pro Day? They're calling it day, but it's days, whatever. BYU 4 Trey on X. Aiden Robbins, in my opinion. He agrees with what we said. He's got good speed. I expect him to test well. Either him or Heckard can move up into the 7th round if they test well. That would be nice to have somebody else not named Kingsley Suamati or Ryan Rico. Like, Keaton Slovis feels like an undrafted free agent at this point, but it'd be nice if someone else snuck in to, say, the 7th round.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, there are some sleepers. A.J. Vongpachon, like, you talk to Jay Hill, and he's like, dude, A.J.'s a guy that could turn some heads at a combine event like this. Like, scouts will take notice of him combined with his film. Like, he's a sleeper, and he feels strongly that way about Cam Garrett too, especially if Cam has a good 40 time. We saw what a good 40 did for Caleb Hayes last year, Jerem. It got him onto a practice squad straight up. And talking with Eddie Heckard, he's like, hey, I went and worked out in Denver with the same guys that got Caleb Hayes right. That's where I've been for the past 2.5 months. So those 40 times, my goodness, they matter a lot. So Cam Garrett's a guy that could really, really take advantage of this opportunity if he has a good 40 time and follow in the footsteps of a guy like Caleb Hayes.
Good stuff. More from Frisco coming up. Spence, we appreciate it. Tune in tomorrow for day 2 of coverage. Spencer Linton live from Frisco giving us all 12 football pro days. More interviews with guys like Aiden Robbins, Eddie Heckard, and more. Of course, noon Eastern on BYU Sports Nation on BYU TV and BYU Radio. After the break, Scott Draper from the Big 12 explains how this whole event came about. This is BYU Sports Nation from Frisco and Provo. Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation live in Studio B with your day-to-day Cougar Sports play-by-play. I am Jerem Jordan. Spencer Linton will join us live from Frisco in just a moment. Earlier this week, Spencer spoke with the Vice President of Football in the Big 12 Conference, Scott Draper, about how Big 12 Football Pro Day even came about and what's it going to be like. Here's that conversation.
Scott, what goes into a decision like hosting a first ever league-wide pro day? Because it feels like just a massive undertaking.
Yeah, well, first of all, good to be with you. Certainly for us, when Brett got here almost 2 years ago, his idea was for us to be different, innovative, and provide opportunities that are different for our student athletes than any other conference. So when he got here, this was his idea. And we began the conversation with the NFL a year ago on how to create a league-wide pro day. And we've done that. We're excited about this week's event. We have 137 Big 12 football players from all over the Big 12 conference, over 130 NFL scouts, head coaches, general managers, scouts from the UFL, scouts from the Canadian Football League. So it's going to be a great event for student athletes and certainly excited about the opportunity for them. But it's been a team effort for sure. But I have to say that our partnership with the NFL and what they've done and what the resources they've brought to bear have made this event really one of a kind. And so we're super excited to see what it comes out to be this week and look forward to the opportunity for our players.
Forever, it was that scouts from NFL teams would just go to all of the individual schools and do it that way. So now that it's in one location, in Frisco, Texas, at the Star, and it's 137 different Big 12 players, how did the league respond when they were presented with this idea? Because logistically, a top of mind is like, oh, man, they must love this because maybe it reduces some travel and them having to like scout fewer schools. I don't know. What kind of feedback have you gotten in that regard?
Yeah, initially, you know, because there wasn't a lot of information about it, they had a lot of questions, the clubs did. But as we've made ourselves available to them, I've talked to a number of them over the last 6 months and shared our vision of what we want this to be. And really what it is for them is and I've assured them that their opportunity to do their work, which is to find the diamond in the rough, have a private interaction with a player to learn more about them so they can do their job well for their NFL team, that we were going to provide that to them. And so when they learned that, they embraced it, they've leaned in. A handful of key scouts have really led our effort the last probably month and a half of planning for the field drills. As I mentioned, 130 plus scouts will be there. They'll run the drills. And so they had to buy into it. And certainly for them, you know, it does cut down on travel. It does allow them to be a part to see 137 players in one setting. And so I think they've embraced it over time. And I'm excited to see what the reaction is when they see all those players on the field and they have an opportunity like the combine to be a part of player interviews. And really what we've shared with them, it's like the NFL combine, but not as big, obviously, in terms of the size and the scale. But it certainly is. We built it and modeled it right after the NFL combine. So from that perspective, they feel comfortable and familiar that they're going to get their job done.
In terms of media coverage, because I know so many football fans, they love to turn on the NFL Network and listen to Rich Eisen and his crew and watch all the different players on the different days, compete in the events. Like, what's the media access and exposure going to be like, or what you're hoping it will be like this first go around?
Well, the NFL Network is covering the event for us. So they'll be not live, but they'll be a part of the event on Thursday. They're bringing their entire draft talent team to Frisco. They'll cover it just like they covered at the NFL Combine. They'll commentate on the players, on the drills, the performances of the players, have player features. And so they'll repackage those shows, and those shows will appear Thursday and Friday evening this week at 8 Eastern. And then the Saturday drills they'll cover as well and be part of the Path to the Draft coverage that they have leading up to the draft, which is a daily show that they have during the month of April. So for us, you know, that's just on the NFL Network side. We have 80 plus members of the media, two live radio programs. I understand you guys are coming as well.
Oh, yeah.
So certainly appreciate all the coverage that we have. National media will be here. Certainly the men's regional is in town in Dallas. So we'll get some with the University of Houston is participating. So we'll get some crossover there as well. So plenty of media opportunities, plenty of exposure for the athletes is really what this is about. Not only will all 32 teams be there, but the NFL Network. And so, for them to be able to showcase what they can do. And really, this is a job interview. That's how we're planning it and focusing our time and effort on making sure that they can have the best environment possible to do the very best they can to achieve their goals. And so we're excited about the opportunity.
And I'm glad you brought up Houston playing basketball in Dallas in the heart of the Big 12. You know, I know a couple guys from BYU that are going to be there covering football that just might, you know, want to, like, go over and watch Houston play at America Airlines Arena. So we may have to have a conversation about that later.
Happy to help. Happy to help.
Scott Draper is the vice president of football in the Big 12 Conference and doing a fantastic job pushing out the vision of the great Brett Yormark. I know there was some trepidation about this from individual schools at first because it's like, oh, man, like, well, are we going to be able to bring all of our guys? What about the guys that aren't invited? Like, and they still have NFL dreams. What do we do here? So how did you balance those type of conversations as you got ready for this?
Yeah, it was really simple. If you were on a 2023 Big 12 roster, you were eligible to come to Big 12 Pro Day. So the schools, that was the limiting factor. You had to be on a Big 12 roster the 2023 season. So kids that may not have been starters are participating in Pro Day. Their dream is to play in the NFL. They have an opportunity to showcase their talents in front of all 32 teams. And I think the one thing that's really important for us to keep in mind is that not all of the campus Pro Days would have all 32 teams and 130 scouts. If you had a no-brainer first-round draft pick in your program, you would get that level of commitment, but not every year that occurs across the Big 12. So for every player that plays in the Big 12 to be able to perform in front of all 32 teams, head coaches, general managers, and really that then those measurables, that video that's being taken at the combine, all the player tracking that's done via the NFL, what they do at the combine is part of this event. Unique opportunities to have club interviews on your session days. So all of those additional elements are additive to what a campus pro day would be like. So we had to do some education, not unlike the NFL scouts, with our own members to say, hey, you know, you're going to get what you need and your players are going to get what you need to be able to do what's right for your players and your program. And so we have made ourselves available to answer every question. And we've, you know, we're in this together, and we've tried to find solutions to every problem. Can't fix everything, but we've done the best we can to make sure that the experience for the players and for the NFL clubs is exactly what they want it to be and need to be. So we're excited to see what happens, and we're excited to execute this weekend.
Scott, I have to ask, because Brett Yormark is such a mover and a shaker, and you work in very close proximity with him. What's it like to have him as the commissioner of the Big 12 and your working relationship with him?
Yeah, so thanks for the question. I got hired just after Brett got hired. Brett hired me. So my background is my 32nd year of college football, and I've never worked with anybody that has the energy and vision that he has. And so to be able to sit alongside him, and as well as the rest of our team here, to be able to execute his vision and to build out what we think is the you know, we certainly have a great football product. We certainly have the desire to compete at the highest level, and we do compete at the highest level in football with the new members coming in. And so we're, you know, with 16 teams going into the fall, all of them have an opportunity to play for a national championship, win a Big 12 championship, and have a chance to be in the playoff. And we're going to do everything we can to support that. His vision supports that. His vision is not only to support, you know, the most immediate, but we talk every day about how we can grow in the future in terms of being different and providing an experience for our student athletes that is exceptional. That's our goal. That's our job. And so, yeah, he's been fun to work with, but truly one of a kind, and excited and happy to be a part of his team.
Well, no doubt you have been a very, very busy man, and the buildup has been so fun for a unique event like this, Scott. So, you know, Brett, yes, he brings the idea, but you're the man that executes it. So I guess you sleep in May, too, after the NCAA tournament, after Big 12 football pro days get over?
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that opportunity to get some sleep. But no, we've got football in spring visits. I've got a coaches meeting. So yeah, life never is a dull moment here. I mean, that's how we want it. You know, I was on campus for the first half of my career, so I know how hard everyone works on campus. And so my job is to work as hard or harder than they do to help them and set them up for success. So I'm excited for the spring meetings and the tail end of spring football, but we've got a lot of work to do to get ready for Big 12 Media Day in Las Vegas this year, and then the kickoff of our season, you know, with our 16 members. So I'm excited to get at it and get ready to go, and hope to see you in Frisco. Look forward to seeing you in Vegas as well.
Absolutely. Scott Draper is the vice president of football in the Big 12 Conference. We'll finish with this question. Because the Big 12 is leading the path here for this unique Big 12 Conference, first conference-specific pro day event, what type of impact do you expect this to have on maybe some other conferences across the country?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure exactly, but you know, we're first, and so we'll be always a 1 year ahead of everybody, which is good for us. I think one of the things that's important that we've in our DNA because of Brett's vision is to be different and to create a different experience for our student athletes. So I'm always hopeful that whatever we do, if folks copy that vision, that's their right prerogative to do. But I can always tell you that we'll always be one step ahead because of Brett's vision and the work that we're doing. So, yeah, I think if that works out, great. But for us, we're focused on getting it right for our student athletes.
Scott, we certainly appreciate the time and your very, very busy schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Frisco and, as you mentioned, in Las Vegas this summer as we gear up for BYU and their second year in the Big 12. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Thank you.
Scott Draper with Spencer Linton earlier this week. Great stuff. Yeah, fun to have this event, and it's certainly unique and interesting. Two pieces of feedback I would throw out there at this point based on what we've had so far, and certainly that could change the rest of the day and Friday and Saturday, is I'd love this live on ESPN Plus, perhaps, and then NFL Network dips in whenever they want. And then the other is I want to know what the times are on the drills and how many reps guys had on the bench. We do know from BYU football that Isaac Rex put up 24 reps on the bench. Don't know the three-cone drill or the 40 quite yet. We'll give that to you when we have it. But good stuff from Frisco with Spencer. We'll get more from him coming up a little bit later. Of note today, the quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends go 7:15 to 10 a.m. So that was earlier. As mentioned, Spencer said they were behind a little bit. Running backs are up next for about 2 hours. Defensive backs will take up the afternoon. And then Saturday, you have specialists in the morning, O-linemen, D-linemen, linebackers. So we will give you all of that information as we acquire it today, tomorrow, and Monday on BYU Sports Nation. Check out BYU Baseball beginning a three-game series with Kansas today. Moved up due to weather, 3 Eastern. You can listen to it on BYU Radio. Coming up, how much would we pay for a Sweet 16 ticket? Spencer mentioned, hey, it's in Dallas. Maybe he'll go. How much is it? Will he pay for it? And is this the year that Daniel Schneeman makes it to the show with the Guardians? We'll discuss. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. Just hanging out by myself, Spencer Linton and Frisco. This is what you did two of the last 3 weeks, so there you go. Follow the show on social media, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. I'm Jeremy, he's Spencer. Let's get to today's headlines.
Today marks day one of Big 12 Pro Days here in Frisco, Texas at the Star, the Ford Center, the practice home of the Dallas Cowboys. BYU players who will participate in today's events include tight end Isaac Rex, running backs Aiden Robbins and Deion Smith, defensive backs Eddie Heckert and Cam Garrett, and the rest of BYU's group will compete on Saturday.
Baseball hosts Kansas in game one of a three-game series today at Miller Park. Both BYU and Kansas tied in conference play at 4-5. Big series. Today's game was moved up due to weather concerns. Will be played at 3 Eastern. You can listen to it on BYU Radio.
BYU softball ready to open a three-game series at Miller Park against Houston. The Cougars and Cougars are both tied in Big 12 play with records of 2-7. The first pitch today was moved up due to inclement weather and scheduled to begin at 3 Eastern, but there may be some movement there, and we may have a doubleheader on Friday as well.
Track and field is in action at the Clyde Littlefield Texas Relays. Macy Taylor sits at 14th in the heptathlon after day one. Cougars participate in 7 events today.
Men's golf tees off today at the Goodwin in Palo Alto, California. BYU fresh off a team title in the Bridgestone Invitational. And freshman Cooper Jones coming off his first collegiate individual win.
I can confirm, by the way, what you mentioned with softball, that will now be a doubleheader. No game on Saturday. Game 2 will begin at 2 Mountain Time. Game 3 after that on Friday. So there you go. Men's swim and dive competing at the NCAA Nationals in Indianapolis. 200 medley relay finished 20th yesterday, becoming the first team in program history to make it to Nationals in that event. Jordan Tiffany will swim later today in the 200 medley individual prelims.
And men's and women's tennis both look to win at home against Big 12 teams today. The men host number 4 Texas, huge opportunity there. And the women take on number 31 Baylor.
Those are the headlines. Now let's whip it. Cougar Whip Around is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
All right, Jerem, let's start with this. The Sweet 16 picks back up today and tomorrow. There are actually some games in Dallas, including,
hey,
man, a wild contest between 4-seed Duke and number 1-seed Houston. I looked up tickets. Right now, the cheapest ticket, and this is for a bad seat in American Airlines Arena, $350 for Thursday's session. Would you pay $350 to go watch Houston and Duke in the Sweet 16?
Well, it includes Marquette and NC State as well, does it not? It's a little high. It's a little high. I don't have that much interest in watching Houston. I always like watching Duke lose, so maybe. I don't know.
I'm trying hard to figure out a way to justify that to my significant other.
Get per diem drunk.
It's only $350, you know. Yeah, I got a little bit of per diem. It ain't that much, though. So I'm going to need it to dip under 300 before I can actually consider doing something like this.
Someone take Spencer to the game in Dallas. Come on now. Come on. Mark Cuban, you watching this? It's opening day for Major League Baseball today. Are either of our teams, Mariners and Orioles, are they going to make it to the World Series this year?
Yeah, probably not. Hey, listen, the Orioles had a fantastic run through the American League East, and then they ran into the red-hot Rangers who go on to win the World Series. And so, I mean, it was great that the Orioles discovered something special. It's so tough. Like, I'll just be happy if they get back to the playoffs. The question for you, Jerem, is this the year the Mariners finally get there?
Maybe. They have a great pitching staff. They added Jorge Polanco in a trade from the Twins. I'm excited about that. Versatile infielder. Perhaps. Mariners are the only team in the MLB that has not made the World Series. So perhaps this is your. I don't know. We'll see. And now we go back to Frisco, where Isaac Rax is waiting for you. He's ready to rock.
Yes. Yes, he is. So, as promised, we told you we'd get you Isaac Rex as soon as we got to it, and here he is, Isaac.
Spence, what's up?
How you feeling, man, after kind of a crazy morning for you?
It was crazy. I mean, it was a quick start. I mean, I got up at 5:45 to, you know, go run. So.
Which is 4:45 Utah time.
Yes. And so, you know, early start, you know, they were a lot of guys, so we kind of, you know, it was like a combine. It was really cool, and it was good to be back here. I played here at the Shrine, so it was a good experience. So,
well, I was just telling the guys that, I mean, Isaac, you look trim. You look like you're in great shape. How do you feel right now?
I feel pretty good. I mean, I feel, yeah, definitely slim. I was 248, so not too slim. But, you know, I feel tan. I was in Miami, so I definitely I got tan, which was nice. And it was, hopefully I feel like I did pretty well today, so.
What was the best part about your performance today, do you feel?
I did pretty good on the bench. And, you know, the 40, it's weird because everyone has a different time. So I'm not really sure what I got exactly. But, I caught the ball well. Felt like I showed my stuff. Felt like I did well on my agility things. So it was definitely a fun time. So.
24 reps on the bench, by the way. So that was a really nice showing for you. How would you sum up if you had to grade your performance overall and the opportunity here today, what would you say?
You know, I'd probably say a C. That's probably for me. I feel like I could do a little bit better, but you know, that's just life. Obviously, now I'm going to be working more on football stuff, and I feel like, you know, I'm a good football player, and you know, I feel like I can perform and help out a team if they need me.
Feel 100%?
Yeah, I feel really good. So I've been, training in Miami, feeling good, and it's been a fun time. This whole process has been kind of crazy. I played in two All-Star games, the Hula and then the Shrine, and then I've been, you know, in away from the West Coast, so it's good to be able to go back home for a little, go back to Utah, see some people, and then, yeah, just keep training.
I know a number of teams are showing interest. That's a credit to you. Congratulations on a great day, man. And the tan looks fantastic.
Appreciate it. That's what I care about. So I appreciate it, Spence.
Thanks, Isaac.
Yep. Have a good one.
All right. Isaac Rex, live on BYU Sports.
On his way to the airport. Yeah.
We still don't even know his official time either.
I have an issue with this,
Spence.
We need the times. It's a piece of feedback for, Big 12. This is a cool event. Would like that information shortly after that. Isaac himself doesn't even know, Spence.
Yeah, that's wild. Like, we know how many reps he did on the bench because we got people in there we can count those things. So, like there are some things we can track.
I just need you with the stopwatch.
I mean, the 40 time is, like, the most important thing, right? I'll just start timing my own things.
I had 5.3. That was weird. Double punched. My bad.
When it's my 40, then I'm going to punch a little faster.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Naturally. Okay, hey, let's jump back into the whip.
Okay, so glad, absolutely glad we got to talk to Isaac. Let's go back to opening day in Major League Baseball. BYU has one former Cougar making a push toward the big leagues. Or in the big leagues, I should say. It's pitcher Michael Rucker, who left the Chicago Cubs and is now with the Philadelphia Phillies. BYU is hoping to have a second guy in there with Cleveland Guardians infielder Daniel Schneeman making a push. In fact, the Guardians radio broadcaster Tim Hamilton called Schneeman the most improved player in spring within the organization, which is awesome. So, Jerem, is this the year that Daniel Seaman makes his Major League Baseball debut?
He absolutely could. He's crushed it in spring. He's playing so well. I'm really looking forward to another Coug making it to the big leagues. Feels like Jackson Clough might be the guy right behind Schneeman with the Nationals, by the way.
This has to be the year. If it's, I feel like it's this is the time. Like, he is showing that he is more than capable. The unfortunate part is the Guardians have a ton of, like, young, really awesome infield talent. It's going to take one of the two eyes that you refer to often, Jerem, injuries or ineptitude. We'll see if that's the case, because if that happens, then yeah, Schneeman's going to get the call up this year. I think he's so close to making it happen.
Check out this tweet from the official BYU account. Alert, for the fifth time in 6 years, BYU students dug, pruned, and planted their way, what is this, Jacob 5? To the National Collegiate Landscaping Competition title, the March Madness of College Landscaping Teams. Is this the March Madness title that we didn't know we needed?
100%. Have you seen campus? Like,
beautiful.
You and I talk often, like, man, we don't spend enough time just, like, walking around campus. It is an unbelievable effort to keep BYU's campus manicured the way that it is. It's gorgeous. I'm not surprised at all. And, yes, this is some more healing balm for BYU basketball not getting out of the first round. Let's just throw it all into landscaping, man.
Hang a banner.
Let's go.
Hang a banner. A lot of grafting going on, apparently. reading the scriptures, applying it, likening it unto ourselves. More with Spencer from Frisco coming up in a moment. Number 7 men's volleyball hosts the Concordia Irvine Golden Eagles. It's a conference game tomorrow and Saturday at 9 Eastern on BYU TV. Final home matches of the regular season. The whole season, for that matter. After the break, Spencer talks with Max Tooley in Frisco, Texas. This is BYU Sports Nation.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation from Frisco, Texas at Big 12 Football Pro Days with Spencer. I'm Jerem Jordan in Studio B in Provo. Earlier, Spencer spoke one-on-one with linebacker Max Tooley.
Max, I know you don't compete and essentially try out or perform until Saturday, but you've had an opportunity to watch Isaac Rex and some of the BYU guys get going inside. What do you think of this overall pro day feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool experience, you know, something new, something none of us have really experienced before. So it's kind of good to be able to come out as the whole team. About 11 of us coming out for the whole week, where most guys come, you know, the day of their check-in and just get their testing done. So it's good to come out, support the guys, just watch Isaac do his testing. We're going to watch the running back, some of the other, you know, skill guys, the corners later. So, yeah, it's a good time just being out here supporting the guys for what we've been working for our whole lives. So
clearly this is a huge opportunity for you individually. And so just walk us through the past few months and what your preparation and workouts have been like as you've prepared for this day.
Yeah, I mean, I've always known my whole career that this stage, this process of my career is going to be, you know, really important for the next steps going into the pro league, pro level. So, yeah, the last couple months I've been over at Dave Stroshine's gym, Stroformance out in PG. Shout out to Dave Stroshine. He's been getting us right. Me and Jackson Cravens have been out there, and Cam Garrett. So we've just been working hard together, you know, trying to achieve our goals. So I think, yeah, we've done everything we can. We put in the work. So I think we're just trying to reap the rewards right now, show what we can do and turn some heads, you know, maybe surprise some people. So
where do you feel like you've, I guess, made the most notable improvement and you've gotten better through training for the last 2 months?
Obviously, you know, if you're playing college football, you have the speed. So it's a matter of, you know, detailing out the fine, the start and whatnot, getting that stuff, you know, lubed up, I guess, ready to go. So just focusing on the little things like that. And then obviously just getting more explosive every day, being able to jump high. Something I've always kind of liked to think I've been able to do, but yeah, being able to, you know, focus on the vertical each day, focus on the broad specific things has been, you know, great for helping me, you know, improve on those events and hopefully impress some people.
The 40 gets the most attention at Combine, whether it's the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, certainly at the Pro Day here, like everybody wants to watch the 40. What number are you aiming for in that event? Like, what would be a good time for you?
I mean, Spence, I don't know if I can say it out loud, but I think, I like to think I have some confidence, and I've always felt like I'm a faster guy. So, you know, anything in the 4.4s, 4.48, 4.49 would be stupendous. But, you know, I'd take anything in the 4.5s, 4.6s, you know, getting a little out of there. But, you know, I gotta perform a certain way to have a chance in my situation. So, you know, I have my sights set high on my goals.
I love it. You were a safety in high school too, right? The speed's there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've always been able to run, you know, playing in high school, obviously being a little bit lighter. So we'll see if I can do it at 225, 230. So.
All right. A little bit of breaking news there. You didn't give us a specific number, but a general area.
Let's see what I win, I guess.
All right, Max. What do you feel like is your best event in a combine format?
I think the 40, you know. I think, you know, for a linebacker, you know, you gotta have quick sideline to sideline speed. So I think, you know, that's always been the strength of my game, is just being fast in a straight line, being able to chase guys down. So I think that and the vertical jump, I think, are my two probably strong suits with the testing events and whatnot. So we'll see. I try to stay well-rounded, you know, have a good three-cone time, have a good 20-yard shuttle. But I think those are the two events that will stand out for me. So.
What's the key to managing the nerves of something like this and being at the Star, at the Ford Center, at the practice facility of the Dallas Cowboys? How do you manage all of that?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a surreal thing. Like, even you saying that right now, I'm like looking around like, oh, yeah, we are here. And I think playing college football for the last 6 years, being in these sort of environments, going out to big time stadiums, playing against good teams, it's kind of helped me prepare for that, you know. So the nerves aren't as much as they would be maybe when I was 20, 21, coming into college, starting games and stuff. So I think, you know, the whole process, the whole college experience has kind of helped me. And so I don't have those nerves quite as bad. I'm sure they'll come probably tomorrow and Saturday morning, but, you know, just ready to take care of business and see what happens. So,
aside from yourself, and you feel like you can get on some real radar, sir, and make a big jump in your NFL stock, which of your teammates do you feel like are going to turn some heads and surprise some people here in Frisco?
I mean, it's hard to pick. You know, we got a lot of guys, you know, a lot of transfers coming in that, you know, didn't have a lot of time in our program. You know, A.J. Vong-Pachon, Jackson Cravens, Aiden Robbins, just to name a few. But obviously you got Eddie Cam, a bunch of guys that, you know, they've been, you know, they've taken their own journey. They've gotten to BYU, and we've loved them here. And they're great athletes. I'm excited to see what they do. But, yeah, I'm rooting for all the guys, obviously. You know, Rico, Isaac Rex is doing great out there. So, yeah, they're all going to do great.
Okay, we'll finish with this, because I know that swag and appearance are a big deal to you guys. Isaac Rex was rocking white gloves, and there's some unique cleats out there. So, like, what kind of swag can we look forward to on Saturday from Max Tooley?
Dude, not a lot of swag. You know, I'm pretty straightforward. I'm probably going to wear the similar cleats to what I wear in the game, because that's what I feel fastest in. A lot of guys put a lot of, you know, there's a lot of details into that stuff, but to me, you know, it's about what you feel comfortable in, what you're feeling fastest in. So I don't even know. I'm not the swag guy. You know, I got a haircut. That's what I did. So
I was just going to say, like, maybe it's just in the hair. Yeah. The mullet.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've always kind of put hair as an emphasis into my style and personality. So, I mean, got to get a fresh cut for a job interview, you know.
Hey, I can appreciate that, and I respect the take there. Max, thanks for the time, and good luck on Saturday.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you for the time.
Max Tooley with the fresh lettuce. Good stuff. After the break, today's Rise and Shoutout and the Elite Voice of the Day. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Our question of the day is this: which BYU player can boost their draft stock the most at Big 12 Pro Days? Our Elite Voice of the Day is presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated. Nolan Mickelson on X. My man Mahe, out to nice Mahe. He's going to turn some heads. Great young man, and I'm wishing him the best. Hey, maybe he will. Today's Rise and Shoutout is presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
You know what? Let's give it to all 11 BYU players who are trying to seek out their NFL dreams, including the aforementioned Nyssa Mahe. And we've talked about all of them at length through today's show. Good luck to all those guys. Great to have 11 different BYU players here repping the Y, Jerem.
That's pretty good. Great stuff. This is Deion Smith live, by the way, behind you. What with the 40? He's going. Here we go. Anybody got their stopwatch out?
Let's go.
Let's go, Deion. Pumping. Oh, I had a 4. I had a 4.59 unofficially. Our thanks to today's guests, Scott Draper, Isaac Rex, and Matt Tooley. Sorry to Dennis, we ran out of time. For Spencer, I'm Jerem. Shout out to Carlos Moreno. Go Cougs. More from Spencer in Frisco tomorrow. Plenty of coverage from Big 12 Football Pro Days.